Welcome to Sports Girls Podcast, brought to you by sportstalk.ie. Our podcast will be available every Monday covering the 2019 ladies football and camogie seasons. You can find our podcast on all online platforms by searching Sports Girls Podcast. Stay tuned to Sports Talk this year via the hashtag GAA Family as we continue our promotion of hurling, football and camogie. Hello and welcome to Sports Girls Podcast. I'm Denise O'Flaherty. Joining me this evening is our resident pundit Diana Hora, and we are also delighted to have on Carlo captain Nuala Mohan as our guest. Well, it was a penultimate weekend, Diane, in the Lidl Ladies National Football League with vital points up for grabs. We start off with Saturday. In Division 1, Donegal booked a place in the Division 1 semi-final with a 4-point win over Westmeath. In Division 3, Kildare had a 2-point win over Down, and they also have a game in hand at home to Offaly next weekend. So Donegal, obviously we expected Donegal to bounce back from that defeat last weekend against Cork.
Yeah, like I think that was a bit of a rude awakening for Donegal to see what Cork are at, and they've the Moornabbey girls back and all. They really didn't seem to have an answer with it. So they did respond very well. They obviously gathered themselves well this weekend to get a 4-point win, you know, against Westmeath. They'll be happy with that because they take away the 3 points. I mean, that puts Donegal at the moment, like, I know there's one game left, but it puts them up at 15 points off in the top of Division 1.
And also Kildare are back in the mix as well in Division 3.
Yeah, they certainly are, and they're going to make Leinster very competitive, I think, by looks of things. You know, whereas, you know, it appears from the outset, you know, that Meath will walk away with Leinster. But, you know, I suppose their result with Wicklow will show that Wicklow are going to offer something as well in Division 3. But the Kildare game against Down, I mean, like, they won that by 2 points. And we were following it on Twitter. I was sitting beside Jenny Higgins as well. Like, she's playing with she's in Division 3 at Roscommon. We were following it as much as we could yesterday, and it seemed a very, very tight game. Down will take a lot, I think, from that. You know, the fact that they managed to score 3 goals, whereas probably Kildare will probably maybe think that they need to tighten up a little bit at the back. But, I mean, from Down's point of view, to travel down, I think they ran Kildare very close, who seemed to be getting stronger and stronger.
Sunday, we'll go to Division 1. Cork, they're into the semi-final after a fine win over Your County Mayo. Tipperary, which we are delighted with, retained their Division 1 status because they've been playing some lovely football. Hard on Monaghan, only 1 point in it, and Monaghan relegated. Then Dublin inflicted Galway's first defeat of the league campaign.
Yeah, like Tipperary, I mean, Ashley Maloney scored 10 points today. And, you know, it seems like, by all accounts, frees were really important as well in their win over Monaghan. And to win by a point as well, it's, you know, it just shows that Monaghan are really starting to improve at this end of the league. They're putting up better scores. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks like they're really getting things together. But Tipperary would be very, very happy to retain Division 1. You know, tough on Monaghan now, because that means that they're officially, you know, being relegated. They're going down. You know, from a Mayo Cork point of view, that's a big beating. Yeah, it's a really big beating that Mayo took. You know, by all accounts, they were very competitive. But looking at the team sheet, I mean, Mayo had a keeper on today that I hadn't seen. So they're trying out a lot of players. Whereas Cork are just ready now to turn up the charm, I think, at this stage of the league. You know, they're really pushing ahead. I mean, they're lying a fourth on the tables. But I mean, that could easily change. I think Cork's last game is going to be against Dublin. So.
And I think both sides then will probably know where they stand, because Dublin themselves now are beginning to get the results. You know, they're bringing back more players. And as I said, they inflicted Galway's first league defeat on them as well.
Yeah, and I think as well, you know, you're looking at, I suppose, familiarity with players and teams against each other. Like, you know, Dublin are kind of starting to look a little bit like the subtle team that we'll have seen. You know, they put up a 2-8 score today over Galway. It was a very tight game. It was very good. Like, that was another one that Jerome Quinn had streamed on Facebook. So it was great to be able to watch that. Galway worked very hard as well. So I'd say they'll probably want to avoid each other for a semi-final. You know, I think that's the way that they'd be looking, but they might not. It just depends on how Cork and Dublin go when they play each other.
Yeah, because as you said, you know, it's kind of places now. Obviously, we know the four teams in the semi-final, but it's a case of now who's going to play who and with the final places. In Division 2, another unbeaten run came to an end today. Kerry had a great win over Armagh. They beat them by 4 points.
Yeah, and that's Armagh's first loss,
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, what a great win away for Kerry. Like, really, they'll take an awful lot from that. And yeah, from Armagh's point of view, there's a huge scoring game. It was like
Yeah.
Armagh 215 to Kerry's 316, like very, very, very high scoring game. So, I think from Kerry's point of view, they'll probably take the most positives, obviously, from that. But Armagh, the first loss, will it bother them too much? Like, they're sitting at the top of the league. They probably tried a lot of things today. They might have tried a lot of different players, that they might have wanted to see. I mean, they had flexibility because of their position.
Yeah, then also in the other games in Division 2, Clare beat Tyrone by a point and Wexford lost to Cavan. Cavan themselves now have a chance of making the league semi-finals, while Waterford beat Leash, so Leash were relegated today.
Yeah, and it's all going to come down to the last game in 2 weeks' time. That was a great win for it was a great win for Clare for sure. Like, to beat Tyrone, we know Tyrone been up senior now, like as well, and their success of last year, and they've been building for years. I think that was a very good
Yeah.
win for Clare, and Clare are a tough team to beat, like they really are. And it's good to see that they're kind of getting stronger as the league has gone on as well. The Waterford and Laois game as well. I think when you're looking at that as well. You're just kind of seeing that, I suppose again, Waterford are second in the division at the moment,
Yeah.
and they're looking good. And then, as you were mentioning, then Cavan beating Wexford by again a very high score, 313 they scored. That's really, really good for Cavan as well. They're pushing now for a place in the semi as well, and it's all going to come down to the last game of the round.
Yeah, and you're kind of looking at the table. Are we expecting kind of maybe the final four, with kind of a question mark over Cavan, Armagh, Waterford, Kerry? Maybe when you look at it from the onset, those three at least to be in there for semi-final places.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I suppose you'd be looking at this stage of the league, I think these counties are looking towards championship and their provincial games. And especially with teams that are probably only playing out, their division, teams that will know that they may be relegated, they have to make the best of these last couple of games that are left.
And we'll move on to Division 3. Roscommon defeated Longford by 2 points today. I know Longford are without players. Mercy Ballymahon are in an All-Ireland final next Saturday. And from speaking to people that were at the game, it was the Roscommon keeper that was vital to them today. Meath, the only team now with a 100% record in any of the divisions, they made it 6 wins from six when they defeated Wicklow. Offaly were defeated by Sligo. Still all to play for in that division with promotion and relegation.
Yeah, absolutely. And Longford are still in it with the chance, I think, to
Yeah.
make a semi-final. So that's tough on them now, losing those players. As you're saying that they're in the schools final, that's tough this week because they'd have loved to have taken points off Roscommon. It'd be the neighbours, like the local derby nearly. Kildare and Down, you would have expected Kildare to surely win that. Maybe it was a little bit too close for comfort for Kildare, but Down take a lot from it. Just as we were talking about earlier, and then Meath, of course, there's nearly no question in your mind,
Yeah.
like the scores that some of these forwards are getting. Kenzie Mills, but Stacey Grimes, I mean, like having the walls on the team. There's so many massive players in Meath like that. That's why they're there. They'll be winning this division, I'd say. Sligo and Offaly, Sligo put up a great score. They
Yeah.
travelled to Offaly for that one. So, again, 316, like they're huge scores, and Sligo are sitting comfortable as well in the semi-final position. And they're really improving, it
Yeah.
seems, as time as the weeks are moving forward. So they will, yeah, they'll definitely be contenders for final spot.
Yeah, and it's probably a bit like the men's game as well, with Meath promoted to Division 1, you're looking at Meath in the ladies, the deserve and the footballers they have, I know they don't have a right to be there, but the deserve, they should be in a higher division.
Yeah, I know, and I suppose we were lucky like that. The players that we'd had coming out for county when I was there with Laura Harrison, managing me, that we were so lucky. We retained Division 2 status, and we actually could have made a semi-final by two scores. We lost two games. We lost by a point each. So it's taken me a long time to get back up to Division 2. I think that's 3 or 4 years now at this stage. And with their success at minor and under 16, like it's probably taken longer than they wanted. But, you know, they're all Ireland finalists last year, so it's really, there's a lot of experience there now as well.
Yeah, they're definitely a team to watch, especially with the intermediate. We're now going to talk about Division 4, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Carlo captain Nuala Mohan. Nuala, unfortunately today you fell to a heavy defeat to Fermanagh, and that meant that Fermanagh went on top of Division 4.
Yeah, no, to be honest, we knew we were going to be all up against it. Fermanagh are a really strong team, like they were playing, they won the junior on Ireland 2 years ago, and we're playing intermediate football last year, and I think that was probably the difference out there today, that you could see they were just playing maybe a higher standard last year than us. But I look, at the end of the day, what we were saying after the match is you learn more from defeats like that than you do wins like that, so we learn more about ourselves, and we prefer to be learning that now at this time of the year rather than come when championship rolls around in June, July time. So you just have to take it on the chin and move on from that now with another tough match against Louth now next week.
Yeah, and Diane, you yourself as a manager and as a player, you know, you probably take the exact same as what Nuala is saying with Carlo. You know, you learn a lot from defeats like that, and at this stage in a league campaign, it's better than further on in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Nuala, you'll probably think that, like, you know, there's something more that you could do for, I suppose, from a defensive aspect with the goals. You know, like, they're the things that you can really tighten up at, I think, moving to championship. And I think, you know, Denise, as well, like, when I was managing Longford, Division 4 is so hard to get out of. It's so competitive. You know, when you're looking at it, you say, yeah, Division 1, 2, 3 and 4, yeah, they're all very competitive. They're all really hard to get out of. But, you know, the teams are so close to each other in Division 4 that it's really hard to kind of squeeze that extra bit that you need in terms of, like, securing Division 3 status, we'd say. So everybody is at the exact same level, and they're trying that hard to get out of Division, where in other divisions, they're, you know, they're quite happy to say, yeah, we did okay, we stayed in a division in Division 3 or 2 or whatever it was, or, you know, we're happy to stay in Division 2 and keep building. But it's everyone wants to get out of Division 4, so... Yeah, looking good for a final, look for you guys. Definitely looking good.
I suppose you're always looking at the divisions above you and looking to get up, so you have to set the bar high and try your best to get up to it, I suppose, at the end of the day.
Yeah, we go through the other games, both girls. Derry were beaten by 4 points by Limerick. Kilkenny, unfortunately, again, they lost heavily to Leitrim, while Louth had a great win over Antrim. As you said yourself, Nuala, they're next up for you, and like Diana said, you know, all the game is so tight, and that's going to be a huge game between yourselves and Louth.
Yeah, massively so, and I think we're down to Louth a few times now between the Leinster Championship and obviously in the league next week, so we're going to get to know each other very well now over the course of the year. But sure, you just have to take what we learned, a lot of lessons, hard lessons out there today, so we'll try and build on that now in training during the week, and look forward to the game ahead next week. That's the beauty of the league, I suppose. The games come around quick and fast, so you don't have too long to digest one defeat before you have to be facing into another one, and that's probably the best thing at this time of year anyway, to be building from what you learn in every match.
Yeah, and Diane, the other two games, I suppose we expected a bit more from Derry, because Derry said, you know, that they were going to focus on the league compared to previous seasons, and they lost to Limerick today, and they're second from bottom, so they're not going to make a semi-final place. And then obviously we expected Kilkenny to lose and Leitrim defeated them, but Leitrim themselves is not going to help them. They're out of a playoff, so it's still very tight in Division 4.
Yeah, God, it's really tight. Like, Fermanagh are on 13 points, Carlow 12, Limerick 12, and now they're on 10. So next week is going to, it's going to make the difference in where people are actually standing on the table. You know, it's really tough in Kilkenny. I know that you spoke about this in the podcast last week, and, you know, hopefully that work will continue down there and continue to help in terms of, I suppose, development, and any guidance that can be given. The LGFA are always very helpful there as well. And then, you know, with the Derry result, yeah, that's, you know, the old cliche, goals win games. Like, you know, Derry had seven scores as Limerick, but Limerick got two goals. So, like, you know, that's probably all the difference was. There's two kicks to the ball. You know, Derry was picking off their points as good. So yeah, I think the game next week now is going to be definitely an interesting one to see, really, to see where you guys are at, like, you know, both teams. And as you say, like, Fermanagh, you're expecting that, Nuala, but I'd say you'll have a chance for them the next time you meet them.
Hopefully so.
Nuala, we'll go now. No more pressure on reviewing games. Diane just spoke about Kilkenny, and you know, a couple of years ago with Carlo, you know, they were a team that you kind of expected, you know, certain teams, you know, expect to beat them. Whereas the last couple of years, the development is down there. Have you found it since you moved down to Carlo? How much is going into developing ladies football down there?
Yeah, massive. So this is my second year now playing down Carlo, and from what I've seen from coming into setup, is there is a lot of massive amount of work going in at underage level and trying to develop through the underage of the under-12s and under-16s. There's so much work going in. There's so much work going in at them levels, and yeah, we're starting to see some rewards coming through there. As you say yourself, we were in that position that Kilkenny are in the last couple of years, and it's great to be on the way up from it.
What advice would you give to Kilkenny? As you know, we mentioned before on our show that there are girls there that want to play football for Kilkenny, and it's brilliant to see. But what can be said, you know, should the GA come in maybe and help them in some way? Or
yeah, I suppose the most important thing is to stick at it.
Yeah.
To keep training, keep practicing, like what we were even learning this year, is just to keep practicing the basic skills. Like, you know, I think that can be massively overlooked sometimes, of looking at game plans and tactics and different things, but if you have the basic skills of the game, it's amazing what you can do and what can be done. So I suppose that's probably the number one piece of advice that I'd be given in that situation.
Would you think, Nuala, that you'd be able to offer a lot, considering that you've had like Division 1 club experience and done with Fox, Rock, Haven, Tealy? Do you think that it's kind of helped you, you know, see what standard you could be at almost?
Yeah, it's probably a question if you're asked a lot of things coming down to Carlo last year, but I think no matter what team you play with, you learn something from it. And you learn from every team that you play with, and it's all a great experience at the end of the day.
What are your thoughts on the Dublin Championship like? You know, what do you think about it, or what do you feel about it?
Yeah, no, I'd still be fairly heavily involved with Foxrock campaign. sorry, I'm so sorry. Too much shouting at the match today. I'd still be very close to the girls up there. And look, the Dublin Championship is always extremely tight. There's four or five clubs there every year that could be winning. And I suppose it's just taking it one game at a time for the girls up there as well.
It's a very, very, very competitive championship. Like the club in Dublin is, Denise, you probably know this yourself,
yeah.
But like it's a very good schedule. Like you'll have a couple of league games before you go into championship, and then you have cup games throughout the summer. I think the only thing that actually seems negative about it, and I'm sure Nuala will agree, is that you can end up then playing games until the end of November. Like there's still games this year that actually haven't even been played.
The men's in Longford, so.
Yeah.
I think if a team is quite successful as well, and Nuala, you probably saw that, especially with Fox Rock, if you're successful and you have a run in the All-Ireland series, it kind of holds up games, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. But I suppose it all comes down to the girls who aren't playing county championship or county, just to stick together and to keep working at it and keep building at it. And so, like, I know there's times when I've seen up with Fox Rock that our numbers were limited to training as well. And you just say you can still have a great training session with limited numbers, and then when the county girls come back in, it makes a massive difference as well.
You're looking at Carlow at the moment. I know you shipped a heavy defeat today, but you know things are going well. Your own county, unfortunately, a lot of change up there, and they were relegated today to Division 2.
Yeah, I heard that, and it's very tough on here. There's a very proud tradition of ladies playing football in the morning. Well, I think they're going through a rebuilding phase as well at the minute. So I know it's tough to be going down to Division 2, but it's there's plenty of opportunities to get back up again next year.
I suppose for themselves, and Diane would know it as well, maybe if you want to rebuild, bring down in the lower division, because you look at Division 1 and we're kind of looking at it now, you have the same old, you know, Cork, Mayo, Dublin, Donegal, those teams. It's very tough, whereas if they want to rebuild and give players the opportunity, maybe Division 2 is the place to start that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like, that's the thing, there's fantastic teams in all divisions throughout the league. I think that's probably one of the great things about the league, is that you're playing teams from different provinces that you're not going to be playing in championships. So it's a great way to, I think you always see more, you learn more about your team by playing teams that you don't play regularly. And that's probably the best way to be looking at that.
I'd probably be from from that aspect, I would think that if it's if they, you know, if a county is comfortable in dropping down a division, they have to maybe think that this could end up being for a longer time than what they might desire. So if they say, for example, if they're like accepting that this is going to happen, that there's a plan in place, that there's a strategic development plan in place,
yes,
from like from your 15s or your 16s, even starting with the 14s, because you're saying there, Nuala, that you're working an awful lot on skills. Some people don't do that. You know, at county level, it's almost like a given or an expectation that the player pathway will have been followed, that players will be able to work off both feet, throw no kick off both feet, hand pass at both hands. But actually, that's not the case at all. I mean, I even see some senior counties now, intermediate and junior counties, you know, that the skill set really, like, there's an expectation when the coach or manager goes in that the skill set will be at county standard. Well, you could nearly say that Dublin have raised the bar on all of that, and so have Cork Ladies. But that skill set is so high now that you can see the gap in other counties. Whereas I know Galway are really, they really focus on it, and Mayo are starting to focus on it now, the actual skills of the game, if that makes sense. So I think going down is a bit risky, you know, because it's so hard to get back up, like. And I always think that a county will improve and a club will improve if they're playing at the highest division possible.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I know a lot of the girls, you guys, it's quite nice tonight as well. Yeah. Division 2, but I suppose it's looking towards the Ulster Championship now. It has to be the next thing on the round, and looking to be trying to get going with getting a few wins under the belt there.
Yeah, because you look at Tipperary and you look at Westmeath, the last two counties that have been promoted to Division 1. I know, you know, both of them are down near the bottom of the table, but, you know, fair play to them. They both kept their status. And I suppose for Monaghan, it's a chance of, as you said, Diane, don't stay down there for too long. But if they can get a chance of maybe the next year or two, hoping to bounce back, having a two-year plan maybe to bounce back, and then obviously retaining their position, because you don't want a case of, like, maybe in the, sometimes in the men's, that you go up to Division 1 and it's a bit of a yo-yo, you're back down again, up again, back down again. So maybe that's what they need to do, isn't it? Do you think so, Nuala?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's probably what their main aim will be next year, is trying to, I suppose, when they're starting training, start the year, it's for the Monaghan girls playing Division 2 next year, you're, that's your main focus for the league, is to be gaining promotion. And when they have that drive, that I'd say that they're going to be fairly likely to be trying to come up again next year.
When you moved to Carlow, you know, obviously you're going from a county, as we've said so many times, you know, Monaghan, for myself and Longford, looking at Monaghan, they were, you know, such a fantastic footballing county. To move down to Carlow, so many comparisons. I know you all can play football, and that's the great thing about it, but what was the biggest comparison you found yourself, Nuala?
Well, I suppose, as you say, it's just a matter of playing football, just with different people. It's learning different things about different teams. You learn so much from different teams that you play with, even from both football and just life experience as well. It's just been great. Way to integrate into the county then as well, by joining into the county team and the county setup, and just making a whole new bunch of friends as well. So, you know, that part of it has been brilliant.
It's looking very positive as well, because didn't O'Loughlin's win a Leinster title?
Yeah,
that was a great result for them.
Yeah, so like, and ultimately, you know, they were beaten by a team that were runners up in the final. I think Turnistown were beaten by Glenmire and Cork, but like to have a club team down there winning Leinster, like, knowing the competition that's out there and all the clubs in all of the various counties throughout Leinster, like, it's incredible. And it must have given a massive boost to the county team this year, like, you know.
Yeah, massively so. Like, I think last year we maybe had 8 or 9 girls, if not more, plus maybe 10 girls in from O'Loughlin on the panel, and we saw something similar now this year. And just have girls who've played at that level and with that experience for what they gained last year in the Leinster Championship, it's just brilliant to have, and they bring a lot to it.
And a taste for success as well. No more than you, Nuala, with all the achieved. Now you're going to have a bunch of other people who've won and achieved as well, and they're going to want to keep winning and achieving.
Isn't it? And it's all about that winning mentality, that winning attitude. It definitely brings something different to it, and it's something that I suppose you have to experience to be able to have that attitude. It's how you throw out tight match and, you know, things like that. So it's great now.
And has the draw for championship been done yet?
another province or how it's working out this year.
If they
get through Leinster.
So the Leinster Championship in the junior, we play Kilkenny, we play Lyres, and Lyres play Kilkenny, and then there's the Leinster final in the end of June. And then I'm pretty sure the groups have been drawn, we're in a group with Derry and London. So we play London over in London in August.
And obviously, no disrespect to Lyres, but it's going to be a case of familiarity breeds contempt by the time you see them. You were talking about winning and with the girls in your panel, but the manager that you have this year, Gerry McGill, won All Ireland with Dublin. Are you finding that he's bringing some of his experience with the Dubs into the Carlow setup?
Yeah, definitely. Like Gerry's been around the block a while now in terms of the educated football between Dublin and Tipperary. I actually played under Gerry in UCD for 4 years as well, so I would have got to know him quite well through that as well. So, he's just the energy and the passion he has for ladies football is just, it's unrivaled really. Like, you know, he's always looking to make improvements and for us to improve alongside the whole setup as well. So it's definitely brought something new to it this year, which is really good.
I suppose, and you know yourself, Diane, when you bring in a manager, a new manager with fresh ideas and something new, it always gives you a bit of a buzz, doesn't it?
I'd say that, you know, I suppose the thing is the manager comes in and the reason why I guess there's a change is because the team are looking for a change in results maybe, or they're looking for something different. You know, why is another manager gone? Because maybe it was time for change. Or, you know, maybe they're looking to change the type of training they're doing or to compete differently. So sometimes when you bring in different personalities like that, they'll come and they'll put their stamp on it and make that change. The other thing is, like, another aspect of it, sometimes teams don't really respond very well to change.
Yeah.
But when you look at Carlow right now, with the fact that Gerry McGill has gone in this year, he's responded incredibly well to change with whatever, you know, Gerry is doing. I mean, you could probably, if you didn't mind, take us through a typical, week's training for you, like what it's like, what the schedule's like, because, you know, it must be the intensity of training because your results have been excellent.
Yeah, no, they really have, and like I suppose from a training point of view, as I said before, that's a lot based on skills base or the skill set, and I'm trying to develop and trying to improve that, and so I suppose just trying to build the team aspect of it as well, of trying to get us all trained, focused towards the one goal. Like we're trying different systems and different game plans in these games, so that's what we're kind of using the league as, is trying to find our base looking towards championship as well. So, yeah, no, the training has been really good and there is a massive intensity. I think when any new manager comes into the setup, no matter what the sport or what the code, you have to step up and that's try to prove yourself because he doesn't, or myself, Gerry, wouldn't have known anyone really else from the county. Like, so it's good that it brings that extra element of competition to it as well.
Would you have an input into some of the way you train, obviously because of your success at underage level with Monaghan?
As in the training with Gerry?
Yeah, which, you know, if would he ask you, you know, is there something that you want to bring or something that new that you want to do?
Yeah, no, he's very receptive and open to the different ideas, and even not even his head, other girls in the panel as well. If we feel like there's something maybe that we want to work on or something that we feel we need to work on maybe. It's very much so a team environment, and you know Gerry's very willing and very easy to talk to, and you know he's a great guy like that.
I find though, Carlo, you're doing so well, but you're still not getting the recognition, and even you know lower counties, and that's probably why we like you know giving someone an opportunity on Sports Girls, but you're still not getting the recognition or the media coverage that you do deserve.
Yeah, I agree with you to a certain degree, but I do think it is improving.
Yeah.
I think that, like, you know, there's, like, even something like this, we were doing into a beat yesterday even as well. Like, you know, I think it definitely is improving. Even say year on year is probably too broad. I'd even say since Gerry took over in December, it's improving month on month. Like, you know, but even with our local nationalists, Carlow nationalists, even with local businesses coming on board with us who are contacting us saying that they want to come on board with maybe a little bit of sponsorship and things like that. That's massively improving all the time, and I suppose the profile of ladies getting football in the county is rising, and thank God the county is listening to it and we're getting a bit of appreciation for it as well.
Yeah, your county board seem to be absolutely brilliant, and we'll talk about them in a second because you know yourself, Diane, that as a manager, you may have, you know, you have, may have the players in that, but you have to have a county board behind you.
Yeah, like, it just, and, you know, I'm not going on about Mayo, because that would be totally biased to me, but, I mean, look what they've managed to do, like, yeah. Look what the county board have managed to do with their own centre of excellence, strength conditioning gym. Like, I think that is incredible. Like, I, the only one in the country, I think, for ladies county board. And, like, as Nuala was saying there, even looking at Tara's social media site, incredibly active. Like, your ladies' football Facebook page is really
brilliant.
Active. Your Twitter account is really active. You know, minute for minute scores, updates on matches. Like, that's the slick kind of stuff that you need. Like, that's the stuff that, you know, people like me are following, you know, that when we went to few results for matches. And the Ladies Gaelic Association are fantastic. They're retweeting every single one that they're tagged in, like, almost. So no matter where you are, like, you can keep really up to date with counties. And when all these results are coming in, Carlo becomes as equal to, you know, Kerry or anything else. Like, it doesn't matter what division, you're actually getting the feed of all of the results. And I think that's what's really good about it. And Carlo, as Neil was saying, are very active, like, they're very supportive.
Yeah.
And there'll be more to come.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, Nuala, because your county board, I suppose I was on about coverage as in, you know, the media, because from your side of things, and it's brilliant for people like us that need to know how, you know, ladies football, because you can't get it around to everywhere. And you're just seeing that today, like, I was able to keep up to date on your, and I have to say, Carlo GA in general, the men's and for hurling, absolutely brilliant. But your county board seem to be doing so much to promote the game down there.
Yeah, and I suppose that's probably one of the things that we're trying to focus on, is promotion of the game within the county, and then off the back of that promotion, probably nationwide, you know, even the own family up in Monaghan, they'd be delighted with the coverage as well, because they're able, when they can't get down to matches like today, that they're able to stay up to date with it. And yeah, I know, like, the men's county board as well is very helpful to that cause as well. And it's brilliant to be able to work together. But I suppose social media is such a popular thing in sport at the minute, like, that to have that platform to promote it. And like, I suppose at the end of the day, there's a bunch of 34 of us giving up 3 weeks to be going training, and, you know, like, it's just that little bit of credit that makes it a little bit more worthwhile to be doing that.
And are you getting access then to, you know, I suppose what you'd see as the premium pitch of the county to get access to for matches or double headers or anything like that?
Yeah, so Carlo IT are our main sponsors, so we're in partnership with Carlo IT, so we train Carlo IT and we play all our home matches there. So it's great to have that base that you can train and play the matches.
You're not moving around, you know, that you have that base.
Exactly. And you just become more comfortable in your setup then.
If any girls travelling, then, you know, long journeys, distances from Dublin that are working away or anything like that, or, you know, were the college girls expected to travel during the
It's dependent on the game, I suppose, but it's not. A lot of them have been playing college football up in Dublin, so they'd be training with their colleges up in Dublin. I know that Connor Cup weekend is finished now, but they generally just come down for the weekend sessions and do their own work then during the week.
For you, Nuala, moving from Monaghan to Carlo, it's a nice distance, but it's amazing, you know, with football that you're just able to slip in there, make new friends because of your love of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I think I was saying to Hilda talk a couple of weeks ago, I was saying that I think last year, you know, with your my own personal private Facebook, it came up your memories for the year. Like, made 86 new friends on Facebook. And when I looked into it, it was all Carlo GA based. I didn't even think I had 86 friends, let alone 86 new friends in 1 year. So it's amazing what it can do. And so that's what the GA is about at the end of the day. And so sitting here after shipping heavy defeat today, it's things like that that makes you realise that even though when you're down night and night like this, that's the reason why you do it, and there's much more to it than just getting the result on the pitch at the end of the day.
That's like you, Diane. When Diane obviously was manager of Longford, the only time you probably went through Longford was on her way to Mayo, but you've got how many new friends in Longford now, Diane, from that time? Too many.
I think it's just you, Denise.
That is. She's only been nice to the media, Nuala. You know, football down in Carlo, as we said about, you know, with the club scene and that. If the club scene is strong, you know, there's always a great chance that you'll get a good county team. And you look at Dublin and you look at Cork and you look at them counties and Mayo and different places, when the clubs are doing well, you know, their county, it augurs well for the county.
Mm. absolutely, and the club team, Carlow, is really competitive. Like, Benny O'Loughlin played my own club team, Benicarry Ten Line, in the county final last year, and went to a draw in the first match, and they caught us in the second match. We were through, we were well beaten now in the second, in the replay.
You're going to win this year, so?
Well, look, we're hoping.
We'll talk about that just yet.
I know, yeah. We'll come to that later in the year. But, yeah, no, look, it's really good to have that competitiveness. Look, at the end of the day, your club is your there's all that rivalry there. Club is great when we all come in together at county. We all gel and mix really well, and so that's one thing that has been there, even with our manager last year, Martin Martin, and Jerry this year, that, you know, that real effort made to gel all the competitive clubs together and to be aiming for the one goal then as the county season's going on.
What would be your recipe for that? Like, you would know, for example, say in Dublin, you know, in the clubs, in a lot of the clubs now, it's kind of dwindling out a little bit because most of the clubs have all of their own minor players coming through, and if you can retain them, you probably won't have as many, I suppose, you know, when people are living down in Dublin and they want to play football, they're just going to play with the nearest club to them or whatever. But, you know, when you do have like a mix of everyone in a blend of all different professions, you know, where girls are up from the country and they're playing with the team, like, how would you have done that in Fox Rock? Because obviously you're a flagship team for Dublin Lads, you know, by a mile with your success. But how would Fox Rock, with all these different personalities, different coming from different places, different counties, and then obviously the homegrown players as well, how did you get that bond that you have? Because it sounds to me now that you now have that in Carlow as well.
Yeah, and I suppose it's great to have it, to be able to move from different counties and different clubs and to be able to fall in with that. It's not really a secret recipe to it. I suppose, from my point of view, there's a fantastic bunch of girls up in Fox Rock, Cavan Cady, and also down in Carlow, so it's very easy to fit in among them, and everyone just brings their own little thing to it. Like, I suppose we're all there, and emphasis in both teams on team bonding, as there is in any kind of team in the country. So I suppose that's all part and parcel of it.
Would you spend much time together outside of training?
Oh, massively so. Yeah. Even sure, I've left from with the Carlow girls, even now, sure, after coming from dinner with them the other evening. So like, even after the match today, so like that, there's always that kind of thing. And the Fox Rock County Lady girls, I'd probably talk to most of them nearly every week. Like, so there's, even though I'm not in the setup, there's still them bonds that you make. Like, you're never going to step away from that.
So if they keep you on the group, then that's when you know you've made it. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
If they keep you on the group, you're still there.
You know, she's not bad for an outsider.
I know. Yeah.
So, how do you find yourself as a captain, though, Nuala? Or maybe you should be asking someone else.
I was just going to say, you'd have to ask the other girls that. I suppose the Monaghan accent was a bit hard to translate at the start, and there was a bit lost in translation. But no, it's a massive honour to be captain of anything, but to come as an outsider and to be captain is a huge honour. I take great pride in it now, to be honest. But it's one of the things, I suppose, when you go out to play a match, you're just going out to play football. And we can't be leaders in our team. It's not just, I think, as captain you're given that title, but the county girls ready to step up to the plate at any given time, so it's all part and parcel of it.
Well, the lady on the opposite side of the line captained her side to an All-Ireland title, so be nice now if she could sprinkle some magic dust onto you now, give you a few tips.
I
don't think Nuala needs them, Denise. And you know, I was actually just going to ask that, because when I was captain at Mayo, clearly it was a long time ago. Nuala might not have even been born or just about to start to walk. But you know what? The one thing that I'll say is, clearly when I was given the honour of it, it was massive. Like, it was almost like a weight. I didn't stop thinking about it for 24 hours every single day. Like, and I would say also every single day I visualised that I was going to be walking up the steps of the Hogan Stand collecting a cup. Like, you know, in my mind, so that was the only thing that could happen, and that was going to happen. I was very lucky to be part of an amazing team like a 99, Finn Berrigan, an incredible coach, John Mullen and Jonathan. And, you know, it's a 20-year anniversary this year, would you believe? But, like, from your point, Nuala, like, you're a captain, and you're bound to be dreaming big. Like, I mean, when you visualise what you want from the end of the year, like, what is that?
Yeah, well, I suppose when you're playing with any team, you always want to be collecting silverware. And that's the most important thing is that doesn't become the most important thing. I suppose that the one thing with Jerry that he talks about is that it's a journey we're on, you know, and like at the end, you know, it's not a cliche, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, but we're learning so much about ourselves this year that we're just taking a kind of game on game. And like, as you say, at the minute, it's more league only focused. We'll move towards the championship and that comes around, but it's, it's just living and learning from every training session, from every
secretly.
Game.
Would you have even thought to yourself about what it's going to be like, walking up the steps of the Hogan Fan Collective of a Cup, it would be like coming back to Carlow, like, dreaming?
I think he asked that to any captain of any county club or underage team or anything like that, and for any captain is going to obviously say that you want to achieve as much as you can, but it's, and I suppose it does motivate you to a certain degree, but it's not the only motivating factor. Like, you know, there's a lot of things of playing for the pride of the jersey, playing for your teammates. Like, you know, them things have to motivate you week on week as well.
Yeah, you know, enjoying the launches and, you know, the media aspect of it. Like, here's Denise, you know, contacting you on behalf of Sports Girls Podcast. Like, do you like partaking in that kind of, I suppose, responsibility of the role? Or?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm always good. I know he knows what he says and when he has talked, so apart from even when I'm coughing and spluttering around me there, apologies for that. That's seriously too much shouting today. That's very an enjoyable part to me. I like that. I like even going to the Leinster launch. That was my first year of it last year, and it was great to meet the other captains from the other teams, and I'd know a few of them from playing college football or from playing against them up in Foxrock Campbelltady, so great to meet up with people as well. And, you know, I suppose it is, as you said before, it's an honour to do it and to be from an outsider coming into the county and doing it as well, to me, makes it even more of an honour that people trust you in that role and trust that you're not going to say something that you shouldn't, like your secrets. that's part of it that never really bothers me, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you look at Division 4 and, you know, it's great to see, you know, counties like yourself, Fermanagh, Louth, you know, smaller counties, you know, up there doing well because, as you say yourself, you know, they've got some fantastic footballers down there and, you know, it's great to see them. And that's the way I kind of like the lower divisions because, as Ian said, you know, it's so competitive down there and everyone's capable of beating each other.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and I suppose that's the beauty of that I found. It's my second year now at the end of Division 4, is you go out in any day and like you literally don't know. You know it's gonna be a battle, but you don't know what the result is, and that's the best way to be. Like even last year in the league, we played Fermanagh up in Fermanagh and I think they betted by 2 points, I think, in the end, and look, as we hold our hands up today, we weren't good enough and Fermanagh were next inside and got the win that they deserved, and I suppose every year you just have to learn from it and take on the chin and for build on it then again for the next years.
Are you always as relaxed? You know, you seem to, and I suppose when you're enjoying what you're doing and enjoying being captain and speaking about it, it kind of gives you a buzz.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I think if you get too stressed out about it, you'll overlook the important thing, which at the end of the day is playing football. I myself work as a physiotherapist here in Carlow Town, and I meet people day in, day out who I say you can't play this match or you're going to miss people in cruise ships, or you're going to miss the next 9 months. So what I'm doing with that day on day makes me just happy to be able to go out and put on the boots and put on the Carlow jersey and be able to play sport at a competitive level. And that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. Yeah, like, say, off the back of the feet today, it puts things in perspective having a conversation like this that, you know, it is important. Like, the results are important and learning from the results are important. At the end of the day, it's a game of football and, you know, there's much more important things in life and we just have to be aware of that as well.
I just want to say thank you so much to our resident pundit Diana Hora and our guest Carlo captain Nuala Mohan. We wish Carlo the very best of luck, Nuala, for the remainder of your league and the championship, and hopefully we'll bump into you or chat to you over the coming months. Now, before we go, the past week was a particularly devastating one for several GA clubs around the country with the loss of many Gaels and one so young. My own club suffered a tragic loss, so we on Sports Girls and on sportstalk.ie offer our condolences to the families, friends and their GA families on their losses. May their gentle souls rest in peace. So we are taking a break from ladies football next weekend, but we will have a Camogie podcast. So until then, slán go fóill.
As we continue our promotion of hurling, football and Camogie.